Did your dealership ride into the new year full steam ahead or just roll in on fumes? Either way, let's pump the brakes for a bit as we dig into generational insights to keep your dealership cruising. Welcome to another Power Sports Business Insider, the Synchrony Insights Edition. I'm your host, David G. And joining us for the first in another series for 2024 is, once again, Charles Smith, the AVP of Sales for the Outdoor Space for Synchrony. Welcome back, Charles.
Hey, David. How's it going?
It is going well. Hope it is for you as well. Also joining us for the first time on this podcast is Sheila Van Buskirk. She is the Vice President and Lead Research Consultant at Synchrony and responsible for much of the information we're going to hear today. So welcome, Sheila.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
Yeah, welcome. Glad to have you here. So we're going to dig into three Synchrony consumer studies: Generational Insights, InSync Consumer Monthly Tracker, which is just fresh from January, and the Ninth Major Purchase Studies. These studies provide generational insights, tips, and advice that are going to help you steer your dealership in the right direction in 2024 and beyond. So right now, let's dig into some of those generational insights. How do dealers navigate different eras of consumers? How does that change their approach to financing? And where do we reach these people?
That's a really good question. And I think in order to answer it, it's really important to understand all the generations. So at Synchrony, we do a lot of research for all of our partners as well as for ourselves, and we always look at things through a generational lens. This year, we've started to look at Gen Alpha, which is their kids right now. They're like 0 to 14 years old. And the reason it matters for us to start looking at them is because every generation has a really different buying experience. Gen Alpha has a really interesting view on that. They're looking at things like e-bikes, and they're influencing their parents' buying behaviors really effectively. So for the first time ever, we've started to look at them. So those are Gen Alpha. They're 0 to 14 years old. Not a lot of buying behavior yet, but they're coming. And again, things like e-bikes and all that are starting to come into play. So it's really important to keep an eye on them. And then we have your Gen Zers. They are 14 to 24 years old. There's about 67 million of them in the U.S. population. And they're digital natives. They've never known a time in their lives that they didn't have access to information. They were practically born with an iPhone in their hand. So they're very used to all sorts of social media. They do buy things in a different way. They do a lot of research online, but they still like to go in store and touch and feel things. So when you're thinking about it for your dealership, you want to make sure that your online experience marries your in-store experience, especially for this generation. They don't make decisions on their own either, which is one of the really interesting things about Gen Z. I'm a mom. I've got three Gen Z daughters, and it's so completely true. Where it used to be like you'd go buy a prom dress, now it's like they have to take pictures and send it to all of their friends to make sure no one has that same dress. And it's the same thing with any of their power sports things. They're going to look at those things like testimonials. They're going to talk to their friends. So testimonials can be a really powerful influencer for this Gen Z generation. And then we have millennials, and they are 25 to 36 years old. There's about 72 million of them in the U.S. population. They are by far our largest population. They're defined by things like the technology boom, that lots of social media. They prefer streaming to general TV. They lived through the Great Recession, and things that influence them are really different than what influences Gen Z. Millennials are not brand loyal at all. They're always looking for the best deal. So it's important when we're advertising to this population that we offer a variety of things and that it always has the best in it for them. So we want to give them much better deals or just talk about deals more in a way than we would with perhaps other generations. Financial firms are transactional, but they are not loyal to any brands. They're really, really easily swayed. Do you see this, Charles?
Yeah, I think there's a couple interesting points in there too, where a lot of this has to do with transparency, you know, making sure that that level of trust that maybe folks are a little apprehensive about, that things are transparent, both in terms of what's on their website, what's on their Facebook page, their social media, what's in store, And then also the referrals or recommendations of others to have a source of truth and trust for that particular customer. But, you know, the whole other piece too is the digital aspect of it. I mean, everything that these two generations, three really, if you include Alpha as well, is a digital touch point. And to have resources there to make them comfortable in their buying purchase, about the application process being easy, having the marketing tools that are available from Synchrony to help them, help the dealers in store reach those customers better, payment calculators, things like that, where, you know, consumers have those added aids to help them through that buying process. And those are things, of course, that we offer to help dealers succeed with the buying purchase and journey of these customers.
That's a really good point. And it also lends into our last two generations that we look at, the technology aspect of it, because it's really important, even if you're looking at Gen X or boomers, who we're going to talk about next, they're still pretty digital savvy. So having those things like payment calculators can really help you close the sales. So let's look at Gen X. So Gen Xers are those people that are like 36 to 56 years old. So that would be me and most of probably who is purchasing from you. There's about 65 million of them in the U.S. population. They're kind of feel like they're the silent generation. So they're kind of lost between these two great big generations of millennials and boomers, but they're very digitally savvy. They're on social media, maybe not the same social media as Gen Zers, but Gen Xers, they always say Facebook's for old people. Well, this is the Facebook generation, Gen Xers, go Gen X. How it affects, guilty, yeah. How it affects their finances. They like to research things online. But again, they're like very similar to Gen Zs, where even though they'll do a ton of research online, with the exception of Amazon, but everything else they want to go and see in store. So they have a lot of sway in what is spent by their family. So those kids, those Gen Alphas and those Gen Zers, younger Gen Zers, have big influence on what their parents are spending money on. So that's really important to think about when you're putting together your advertising campaigns, that you need to look at all sorts of different things. I will say Gen X is very, very, very brand loyal. So we did a loyalty study not too long ago, and it was interesting to hear Gen Xers talk about their loyalty to brands. So like if they have purchased Honda, they are going to always purchase Honda. It's really hard to sway them. So if you do want to get them to switch brands, you need to do a lot of effort to make it worth their while. And finally, we have our boomers. So those are the 55 plus years old. There's about 70 million of them in the U.S. population. They're defined by very different things. So they lived through the Cold War and World War II. They're on the internet, but not as much maybe as some of the other ones. And influencers don't influence boomers as much as they do younger generations. They still use traditional media. They like to watch their TV and listen to their radio. They prefer in person, that relational touch, because they remember a time when things were all done in person. So when we're looking at attracting this generation, it's important to have that personal touch. If you remember their name, that's going to go a really, really long way with this generation. Regardless of any age, 42% of all consumers told us in surveys that the shopping experience is just as important as the purchase itself, especially true for Gen Zs and millennials, but across the board, which is kind of a switch from how we've heard about buying behaviors in the past. In this instance, though, that experience of shopping, and that means their whole journey, like when they first start looking at it, they start researching online. And some consumers told us that if financing is not available on the website when they're starting to do their research, they'll just go on to the next merchant because they want to make sure that they can pay for things when they get in the store. So I thought that was a really interesting point and something definitely to keep in mind.
Like you, I'm a Gen Xer with some teenage kids. And so, you know, what may be attracting them and what is important in looking to purchase an item, they include me in, because chances are I'll be financing the purchase of this for them. You know, maybe it's a new dirt bike. Maybe it's that the kids are after me for another jet ski for the summer. And here we are, riding season's right around the corner. As I approach that situation and that purchase, I'm looking for certain things. I'm looking for, again, going back to transparency. They may be looking more at, oh, hey, the colors are great and this is affordable. Here's the payment, because they would help contribute. Then I look at, okay, well, you know, maybe I can handle this during my work hours, you know, grabbing lunch. Can I do the online application? Can I see what the payment's going to be? Can I understand where that dealer is located? when we go to look at an interaction and a sales process from a dealer perspective, we should be very mindful of these different generations and what it is that they're actually looking for, and to make sure that we're servicing them. Recently, I had a situation where my daughter brought me something. It was not power sports related, but my youngest daughter brought me something that she was looking to purchase and wanted. She was doing it on her own, but she wanted a little feedback from dad. The first thing I did was try to figure out, how do I contact this company? I wanted to have a phone call because I had some questions that I couldn't identify on their website. I couldn't find the phone number. So you lost me. That particular customer lost the sale because I didn't have a way of contacting it based on how I want to interact and do business. So we want to make sure, I guess, all those outlets and contact points and for the different generations, they're present, whether it's on your website or in store, having that all flow together and tie together.
You know, what's clear to me when I hear all this information and the way that you've sliced and diced it is, when it comes to our social media, when it comes to content marketing, when it comes to our sales and marketing strategies, our in-person dealership experience, there is no one size fits all. I mean, you really have to be cognizant of all these different audiences and the way that they want to be communicated to and the way that you reach them. I know, Charles, you and I have talked almost every podcast about how important that in-person dealership experience is. We can't neglect that yet. You know, we saw during the pandemic that particularly consumers gravitating toward an increasingly online purchase path. Let's talk about the both of you, Charles and Sheila, tips on how and why we can ramp up dealerships' online presence, because it's critical.
Yeah, it really is critical. We just did a study and about 61% of consumers, regardless of their age, said that it was really important to have that ability to shop online. And I would say some of the things that we've talked about already are super important because people are researching before they ever go in store. So all the things that Charles mentioned about having a phone number on the website, having financing available, even if it's just a blurb that says financing's available, that's really important because you don't know if someone's looking for that aspect. And I would say things like testimonials, there is a group that those are very, very influential. Having a social media presence, all those things really come into play. And if you can start to develop some sort of community online too, I know that there was one dealership that we were talking to, and she had talked about having a coffee chat with her previous buyer so people could come in and share their experiences. I thought that was just such brilliant marketing. So really important to have that online presence so that it mirrors and benefits your in-store experience. Don't you think so, Charles?
As a consumer, if I see something online and I don't see it in store, I become skeptical. I'm like, wait, did I miss something? You know, because our expectation is online mirrors what's happening in store. Even like a print ad shows up in my mailbox and I take that in store. I want to see that offer. I also expect that it's on the dealer's websites. It's on their Facebook. It's in store. The staff is aware of it. I think that's a big piece too. When in the past, David and I have talked about, you know, dealership staff training. And part of it's just communicating and making sure that the staff is aware of what the promotions are, what's happening outside the dealership, that the folks inside the dealership are aware of this thing. And it's not limited to the sales department. I mean, service department's a great opportunity. If a customer comes in, they look at their motorcycle and they're like, wow, this thing's in nice shape. You know, the sales department's looking for great trade-ins and we've got excellent opportunities for a promotion running on some new bikes. Why can't the service department be involved in those conversations and help drive, you know, overall sales traffic? Likewise for the parts department, maybe there's a service special going. A customer comes in looking for an oil and filter change that the dealership's promoting. Hey, Mr. Customer, you're buying them, but did you know our service department has a special going this month? So having that communication within the store can really drive all the profit centers. Each consumer, their journey's different. But through some of the research that we've done, we found 40% of respondents in a recent power sports study said they went in the store to do their research. 43% said they conducted research online. Like you said, Sheila, a lot of these folks are doing research well before that purchase actually happened.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really good point there about there, even though those numbers look like some people are going in store and some people are conducting online, there's a great big portion of them that are doing both.
That's how I do. I assume, you know, you might be similar, and David and other folks listening to this, You know, we all walk around with a smartphone in our hands so we can do research sitting in the parking lot before we pull into a place. We've got a library of documents to help with your training of your staff, whether it's through our business center training portal to give them ways to overcome some of those harder decisions or conversations to have with customers to make them more comfortable. And we've talked about it before, too. It's training, it's role play, and it's practice.
Training, role play, and practice. I like those points, Charles. Let's continue that theme about taking the front seat on financing conversations. Sheila, what are consumers looking for when it comes to financing, and why does that matter?
It was really interesting in a lot of the research that we've done. We always talk about financial literacy, and we really want our consumers to understand what it is that they're getting into when they're taking their financing. We do a lot of work to make sure that we're as transparent as possible. And so we asked consumers, you know, about 9 different credit terms, and mostly they were like, oh yeah, I understand what that is. But when we actually probed what they were, over 50% of survey respondents couldn't match a single credit term with its correct definition. And that was really scary to us. So there's a lot of not just misinformation out there, but people don't know what they don't know, right? So they're telling us that they understand, but they actually don't. And the reason that is so important is because we really want them to understand what it is that they're getting into. At Synchrony, we never want anybody to get the feeling like they've been tricked or anything like that. So we're as clear as possible about all these terms. But it's important for the dealership to understand that while your buyer may be sitting there nodding their head, yep, I understand, yep, I understand, they really might not. So you might need to over-explain things just so that they have a really good experience and come back and purchase more things from you. 84% of prospective customers surveyed have or plan to research financing opportunities. That's a huge percentage. So, you know, there's just a lot of people out there who really, especially in this industry, really want to make these purchases, but they're going to need a little bit of help to do it. So it's important, so important to have those things available to them. 71% told us that they plan to use their dealer's website. Again, why it's so important to have all this information on your website. 71% told us that, yep, they're going to look to their dealer's website when I go to research financing. And then 57% look to use online calculators. Synchrony has a great one. So that payment calculator is a really, really good tool for the dealers to use to help close those sales. And I think that number is 57% because not everyone knows what that is. So when you explain it to people, that number goes way up because it's like, oh yeah, that's really cool. I want to know how much my payments are going to be. And then if you look at those overall numbers, about 68% end up getting financing through their dealer. So again, you've got a majority of people who are looking for the best financing solution possible. So making it as easy as possible for them to get that financing is super, super important.
You know, these are big ticket items. You know, they're large purchases, you know, often 10,000 to 20,000 plus. You know, we're seeing large side-by-side heavily accessorized sales, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. So these are not small purchases where financing is not an option. Financing is a big part of the power sports industry. I think it's important for the dealers to, you know, to really leverage the tools that we have available, and work with their OEM partners as well on how to incorporate the message that's out there, whether it's promotional financing, tips and resources to help the staff learn and better communicate those offers with consumers. And Sheila, you bring up a great point too about doing the right thing, making sure that consumers are aware of the products available and what that means for them. You know, what that impact is when they go over the payment options, to help educate those consumers to make the best buying purchase decision that they can. And hopefully they tell friends. Like that's another great idea too. Like, you know, if you had a great experience, you were talking about, you know, reviews and referrals, and we all kind of shop in the Amazon world these days, and you want to look at reviews. So what better customers to solicit reviews from than happy customers that you've done a great job at?
Happy customers, what everyone is after, right? Well, one of the ways you can create a happy customer is by communicating to them. And fortunately, Synchrony has lots of financing tools, tips, and resources to help your practice, your dealership, your staff
better communicate to your customers about their financing wants and needs. As we close, we used three principal sources of research for this podcast. I'd like to identify them. The first is Generational Insights, conducted by Chadwick Martin Bailey on behalf of Synchrony. The second is InSync Consumer Monthly Tracker from January of 2024. And the third is the Synchrony Ninth Major Purchase Journey Study from September of 2023. And that is going to do it for us. Our thanks once again to Charles Smith, the head of sales for the outdoor space for Synchrony. Glad to have you back.
Great to be here again, David.
And also joining us for the first time on this podcast, and hopefully not the last, was Sheila Van Buskirk, Vice President and Lead Research Consultant at Synchrony. Thanks for being along, Sheila.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, of course, to you as well, our dealer audience, for listening. This has been another edition of Power Sports Business Insider, the Synchrony Insights Edition. I'm your host, David G. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and we will see you back here soon. So long, everyone.